Low voltage plus intermittent power cuts renews fears of a possible return to the dark days of Dumso.
I believe this is the return of Dumso.
The Dumso doesn't really take really long like that. Sunday, a friend of mine was making a noise that NDC4.
Tonight, with the raging concerns, government is giving assurances the threats have been averted and Dumso will not return due to what they believe used to be the ineptitude of the Akufo-Addo administration.
Threats that we faced at the very onset of this government, the failure of the previous government to meet its obligation was averted. Government has brought in adequate supplies of fuel, but it is important from time to time to engage the public to address concerns that they may have.
Let us begin with top story brought to you proudly by Telesil, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and quail. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, low voltage and extreme cases of intermittent power cuts is forcing a number of Ghanaians to question government's assurances that the threats of Dumso is over. On January 7th this year, President John Mahama was busy taking his oath of office when his own now Energy Minister John Jinapor told Ghanaians that the country may be plunged into darkness owing to the failure of the Akufo-Addo administration to procure necessary fuel supplies, leaving the incoming administration in a vulnerable position. Subsequently, relative stability was restored after government set up a committee, including industry players, to avert what was then an imminent power crisis. But today, as we speak, there is reality check, as some Ghanaians are now venting their frustration over the interrupted power supply in many parts of the country. I want to start from the Ashanti region, because that's where my colleague Nana Yaobachi Adam has been engaging some traders who are now complaining about the high cost of operating these generators, which they say is as a result of the intermittent power outages. And Nana, you've been, of course, to the central business district of the greater Kumasi area, I believe. Fill us in with what these traders are telling you and what some of their frustrations are.
Well, Blessed, in the Ashanti region, the situation is not just associated to the central business district, but major parts of the region. Today, we've experienced about three times of power outages or intermittent power cuts in the Oforikrom municipality alone. And in the CBD, from Monday after today, they're still experiencing Dumso, which traders say is affecting their businesses. Over the week, we've been to the CBD to interact with them, and it's been a generator frenzy if you get into the CBD, where businesses and traders have been forced to use generators to operate. They claim that the use of these generators are affecting the profits that they gain day in and day out. And over the past 3 weeks, that has been what they rely on to power their businesses and to also go about their operations in the CBD. They claim that the cost of fueling these generators are also high, making it very, very difficult to run the generators day by day. And this has been the situation in the CBD. Across many homes in the Ashanti region, you experience Dumso day in and day out, and also leaving households complaining about the situation in the region.
I have bought one generator and I have to get another one for my workplace. Times are hard.
By format, yet next 4 years.
You have last week, this week at Twasso, to me make us say, Dumsona and Ebano, Mesalam Huno, because a generator store as I rise it. It's true, that's all come young. I'm on a timetable. I'm near better, you know, do Sunday.
I believe this is the return of Dumso because the use of generators are on the rise. They should just give us a timetable, and that is better.
when I go my timetable be near once a beer and a man next Tuesday, a beer union and opa and you know, we say, and only a better than say, Timbia, a team of your home on a fear and which I lay because just say, and nobody say
the same do son and you come. So, now I'm known for name, I'm called for intimacy. And when you're a woman, sit down, say, Benya, Fala, to say, and then you know, we're cool for the time. And sit down, Obia Pension, I'm going to say, Dumson, and you.
This is the same Dumso situation we experienced in the past. We all have to buy generators in our homes.
Be starting to talk generators when you feel. And I just say, yeah, Chem Raka, a kick and your mom, mama, and you have a Fala, and you have a fat.
Dumso has returned, but I believe John Mahama can solve it.
Mixed reactions there from the that's the Ashanti region, and my colleague Nana Obache, yeah, I'm engaging with some traders in the Kumasi municipality, metropolis, I should say. But let's come back to the Greater Accra region, where similar sentiments are also emerging. I want to bring in now my colleague Collins, who's been around monitoring what also the concerns are here in the Greater Accra region. Collins, tell us more about the people you've been engaging on this.
Right. So, Blessed, unlike Kumasi or the Ashanti region, where they're now buying a lot of generators in order to power, get enough electricity for themselves. When it comes to the Greater Accra, the situation is not like that. We are not seeing enough generators around or power plants and being on to power electricity or light or something. That's not the situation. But when we engage few people across Accra here, specifically around the Circle area, Kokomlimli area, going through to Kaneshi side, we realize that many people are experiencing intermittent power cuts, but the situation is not really intense. Therefore, they are pleading with government to do something about it because their businesses are somehow being affected. And also in the evening, there is heat, too much heat for them. So
I'm also experiencing those at home. Like heat, there is a lot of heat of lately, actually. So that's the situation.
The Dumso doesn't really take really long like that, but so it's not really affecting anything at the moment. But apart from that, I think just the heat and
On average, how many minutes or hours does it take for the light to come back? If in your own estimation,
probably like sometimes 3 hours. Sometimes small, sometimes less.
There is some issues or information going on about Dumso around me like this, for instance. I'll speak for myself. I'm not experiencing that for now. Because I remember that was on Sunday, a friend of mine living in Akoforidua was making a noise that NDC fool, and I was like, he should shut up. Because there is nothing like that going on. NDC hasn't done anything. When MPP was in power, he wasn't saying that. So why is he saying NDC has off? Why is it Mahama that is operating the system?
At work in Kokomemre year, it has been stable. For all this while, I think the current year has been bad for Kasua. For that place there, the light wasn't good at all. There's no single day that the light will be on 24 hours. At least in a day, they can give about 2 times in a day, which I think is not good because people used to use the light for certain purpose, business purpose and stuff. So we have coal stores and stuff around. If 2 days you have to take off the light, comes in, oh, it is very bad.
And this latest development is stoking a number of reactions from the energy sector itself, where industry players are much more concerned about the broader impact on the entire sector and why government needs to pay attention to some other areas. Joining me now is Duncan Amoah, Executive Director for the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, COPEC Ghana. Thank you, sir, for your time. Also joining us is Kujopoku's an energy expert. I thank you all, gentlemen, for your time. I want to start off first off by having you to listen to what government's position is on this. Indeed, the assurance from the communications government communications minister Felix Ofosu Kwakye is that they have indeed averted the imminent threats, except to say that they see some ineptitude on the part of the Akufo-Addo administration when they failed to secure enough strategic reserves for us in terms of our petroleum products. Listen.
What I can say is that the energy minister is aware of the situation, and in the coming days he will be engaging the public on what the threats that we faced at the very onset of this government, which related to the closure of the West African gas pipeline and the failure of the previous government to meet its obligation of providing fuel for thermal power generation, was averted. Government has brought in adequate supplies of fuel, but it is important from time to time to engage the public to address concerns that they may have. The power situation, the energy ministry will be doing that in the coming days.
Okay. Kojopoku, I bet you disagree with Felix on this.
Well, good evening and good evening to your listeners. You know, sometimes when I hear my brother Felix talk, it's amazing when he say two things with one breath. Look, we all had the famous interview that was granted by Honorable the Minister Jinapo at the Independence Square when he said government then on the 7th of January had not procured any fuel and we only had 5 hours of fuel left. I hope you remember that conversation. And later turned out that it wasn't true. There was enough HFO that was procured. There was enough light crude oil, There was enough light crude oil that had been procured with SEMPOWER, and it wasn't only 5 days of or 5 hours of fuel that was left. We all know that West African gas pipeline maintenance is ongoing, and as a result, we're going to experience some outages within this period. We were given the assurance, as Mr. Felix Ofosu just said, that all the fuel has been procured and government has averted the catastrophic nature of people's light going off. But is that what is going on today? You know, I keep telling my brothers in the NDC that the energy sector is like when you are in opposition, you say, car idea, not car any accident. When you hold the steer, it's not the same as when you're in opposition, you're talking. Today, you can say all the things you want to say, but the reality on the ground is that the people's lights are going off. So I hope this thing of that another administration did not leave LCO, did not leave the fuel and all that thing, and let Ghanaians understand.
Yeah, but they are not telling lies if they say that, is it?
The point is that it's in twofold. One, there was some light crude oil that was in SEMPOWER, which at the time could last for 23 hours. But when they say that the government did not procure any fuel for the maintenance, that's true. I don't think the maintenance was dealt with properly at the stage when the previous administration knew that when the Mahama administration takes over, in less than 21 days, there was going to be a maintenance because it takes some time for these fuel to come in. So that, I agree, that was not dealt with properly. But the point is, the education we are supposed to give Ghanaians is that during the maintenance period, you would experience some outages. Okay, to say that, well, we've procured all the fuel and nobody's going to get any outages because we've averted the situation, it's not true. So today, what are they telling Ghanaians? Are Ghanaians' lights not going off? I don't need to tell Ghanaians their lights are going off. They know their lights are going off. And the reason their lights are going off is because there is a West African gas pipeline maintenance ongoing.
I see.
Which all of us know that is the situation. But let's educate the people and stop playing blame games.
Duncan is also with us, and Duncan, for you, you interact with petroleum consumers, and for you, this should be about the entire industry, correct? And listening to Kujo, what do you suspect might be the challenge right now?
Blessed, if you listen to what the sentiments are from the regions as you played those inserts, clearly, there's a challenge. Clearly, the lights are not stable. Clearly, there's some doomso in the system. I am always for admitting the problem, if there is. It is when you are candid to the situation, you can probably begin to look for ways to ameliorate the issues. I am of the street thinking that, of course, if this is not Dumso and it won't be prolonged, the authorities should be able to at least issue a timetable, as some of the sentiments from the region have categorically positioned. You cannot just go home and then, boom, and then 1 a.m., there's still no light. And then we would want to, as it was, be a bit, you know, grammarly about the situation. You can't to explain the fact people are sleeping in Dumso at this point. Assurances had been given earlier that we have procured enough crude, enough light fuel oil to be able to power our energy plant as and when WAPCO has to undergo whatever maintenance or routine maintenance program. Unfortunately, the assurances given, if you merge that with, or you do a hand-in-hand, comparison to what the reality now, it leaves you wondering whether indeed we were working hard enough to prevent what we are going through. If this is also a systemic issue, such as transformer challenges or such as power plant, you know, challenges, or such as generational issues, I think that we need to be candid to the situation. But the truth is, as we speak, there's some Dumso in the system.
Lots which
of
means
it would go off at a time. We cannot continue to pretend.
That will mean, Duncan, that you agree with some of our listeners and some of the persons we interacted with in the Ashanti region who say, now is the time to be candid. Give us a timetable as well in terms of load shedding exercise. What do you say to that? Is it early days yet?
You see, we had demanded previously of the previous government, you recall the famous banter with the former energy minister, Napo, for a timetable, and he said people should go and then create their own timetable, and the backlash that he took. I do not think that we should get back to those same squares at this point, where officialdom will be communicating one thing, but then you get home, the reality is a different thing altogether. If indeed there's a challenge for which power has had to go off, for where I live, you would probably find power out on certain some specific days, and then by 6 p.m. it's off. If you are lucky, 12 a.m. it comes, 1 a.m. it comes, and it looks like it's a routine. If it becomes routine, then you cannot say that these are things that you could not foresee or you could not tell you were going to be faced with. So if it is routine, it would be fair to Ghanaians at this point. You publish a timetable that says that, look, Monday, these areas, Kaswa or Doko or whatever, you're all going to go off between these hours so that people can actually plan on what to do. But where assurances are provided, the ordinary person like myself is told, we are on top of the issues, we've been able to provide enough fuel, oil, we won't go to Dumso, we are on top of all of this. And then the reality hits us that things are not what we are being assured they are. If you speak to the Ashanti region people like you played, and even Greater Accra, for some places, it's been quite persistent. It's not just been, there are communities who suffer this literally every day. Like every evening, it's off. Daytime, it goes off. So there's a problem somewhere. If it is a generational issue for which we need to increase generation capacity, let's admit, if it is fuel issue, if it is financing issue, if the power IPPs are equally sabotaging all of us at this point, or saying they won't even produce the power, for which there's a shortfall, for which we need to turn off communities within specific time periods, we should be able to communicate.
And I'll be taking your thoughts on that. I'll be taking your thoughts on that shortly, finding out from you what your own diagnosis of the problem is. Speaking about the IPPs, they control such a significant, part of the sector. But Kuja, the point about missing the timelines at the time when Ghanaians were demanding for it, of having a load shedding schedule to effectively plan. We missed that opportunity when, of course, the pressure was mounting on Dr. Mati Opoku-Prempeh at the time. You agree?
Look, I am somebody who have been in the midst and in the front and center of this problem. Then I never said, I did say that it was difficult to provide timetable. And today I'll say the same thing, that it's difficult to provide timetable. I'm not going to do politics with this thing. Look, when the NDC have done all these politics, and now, I mean, Ghanaians are realizing that, look, they didn't know what they were talking about. Today, they know that it's difficult to give a timetable. Because if you call the minister right now, he will tell you that he's procured all the fuel that he needs to procure. But the problem is that a compressor here or a compressor there might go off. And you cannot plan towards that. And what those are things that we were telling them, and we were saying, oh, no, Chinchinai, we should bring timetable. Today, they are in a driving seat and they have seen what we were talking about. Look, my brother, the sector, as I have always said, is always managed. You can procure all the fuel you want. You can do all the things you think you would do. A compressor tomorrow morning will go off without you knowing about it, and you have to now turn some people off. The sector is such that you need to have the buffer. Within this period that we are in, because of the pegging program that the West African Gas Pipeline is doing, all the generation in Tema is off. So today we do not have the buffer that we need to be able to rely on those excess capacities when some problems happen. So we might have to go through this problem for the next 2 weeks. Look, I'm told in the first week of March, this exercise will be over and normality will resume. But it is just the unfortunate lies and propaganda that the NDC have done during their tenure that is coming home to roost and bite them. It's unfortunate. But it clearly now do understand.
But then, where should the priority lie? I guess that's the question, right? Between all the procurement plus dealing with the financial challenges, as compared to these, systemic failures that you point to.
Yes, but all the fuel, when you speak to the minister today, you speak to Feli, they'll tell you that they procured all the fuel and they procured all the things they need to procure. Yet lights are still going off. So it tells you, when people are saying that, oh, Abainiska is financial, it's because government cannot procure fuel, that's why lights were going off. Today, they have procured all the fuel. They've procured 450,000 barrels of crude oil. They've procured over dieselate fuel. They've procured HFO. Are the lights still not going off? So they should tell us, are the lights not still going off? So we should stop the politics. I believe that I want us to have an energy sector where we all speak the truth to matters and stop. Because today, I'm not going to call for a timetable because I know it's difficult to do a timetable. Because you have everything in place, tomorrow there'll be a problem, which you have not planned for. So, look, let's be patient. It's just unfortunate that people are experiencing the light outages that they are. For the next 2 weeks, barring any extension, this issue will be over. There is enough diesel, there is enough HFO in the system to minimize the problem. But the Kumasi area, let me put this on record, I think the Kumasi area has been having outages way before the 1st of February when this program started. So I think there's a peculiar problem that the ECG and the government look at in the Ashanti region area, because I've been going to Ashanti region the whole of January and they were having some serious outages. So there must be a problem there which it has to be given special attention.
Duncan, we need to go. For you, going forward, what would you demand of government? As we already know, the energy minister himself will be addressing Ghanaians on the plan. The broad plan he has in completely tackling this crisis. What else would you want to hear from government?
I would disagree with Kojopoku when he says that it's difficult to give a timetable. If you know this is going to last within a certain specific time frame, 2 weeks, you know that on these specific days, these communities are going to go off. It is only fair and proper that you are proactive and you let these communities be aware that due to these, issues on our hands currently, for the next 2 weeks, the next 3 weeks, the next 1 hour, 2 days, these are the issues that we are probably going to have to grapple or deal with. And for that, the eastern side of Accra, these communities, Monday, 6 to 12, Tuesday, this community, Wednesday, daytime, people can at least plan so that you don't create that kind of chaos within the system, within the minds of the public, who are not too sure, especially judging by the fact that you are dealing with, a government that in the past was accused of deliberately plunging Ghana into doomsday. You will not want to continue to leave the public with those suspicions that indeed the government is back, indeed doomsday is coming back. When you can be proactive, issue a timetable, tell the people that, of course, we have WAPCO up for some maintenance. We have gas, we have enough. But because of the peak load and the fact that we're expecting to also have maybe power plant A, you know, operating at peak, or B, operating at peak, or VR, whatever, you cite your reason. Let the people go with you, you know, along that route. But if it becomes a situation where you don't know, you're at home or you are in the office, the only thing you see, boom, it goes. You are there, it comes. The next day, you don't even know what time it's going to go off, it goes. It comes. I mean, people would definitely ascribe the same doomsday title to the situation. Maybe it's not doomsday. Maybe it is planned maintenance. Maybe it's a systemic situation. But be proactive in providing information and take the Ghanaian public along. Anything short of this, blessed, you are simply leaving that vacuum for people now to either suggest that you are back with the same problem they dealt with, or it's not the same, it's a power plant problem, is this. We don't need those conjectures. We need to be specific. And let's carry the public along. Let's inform them whatever the problems really are. If we indeed are sure that today, Friday, Ashoma will go off, Dansoman will go off, please provide that information to them so that they can also plan their life. If somebody will want to hang out, they should. If somebody will want to go sleep elsewhere, they should be able to do those things because you've provided information. Carry them along. And let us not micromanage the situation. Let's not use grammar. Let's not try to obfuscate the issue and suggest that all is well. We've planned well enough. The system is okay. We have a few challenges. These are not challenges. These are systemic light offs that you are seeing.
Right.
And it's been, I mean, it's continued. So people would have, you know, would be fair to demand that, of course. If you know that clearly you have a shortfall of your generation within certain periods, it's only fair that you inform us ahead of time so that we know what to do.
And I'm grateful to you, gentlemen, for spending some time with us. Executive Director for Corporate Ghana, Duncan Amwa, and also to you, Kujipuku, for your time here on Top Story. I'm Blessed Suga. Next is Ghana Connect. Auntie T. Abeg.